Praise the Lord. We're so honored to have you here today. Amen. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we want to thank you for coming. And if this is your first time at Oasis, would you please just lift your hand for just a minute so our ushers can give you a card this morning. And we just want to welcome you. And let's give them a hand clap of welcome today. Amen. We thank you all for being here. Praise the Lord. Now, before I turn over to Pastor, I want to just speak a word of blessing over you today because God has got good things for you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We have an awesome God this morning, just like we sang about today. He Amen. Is awesome, and He has awesome things prepared for you today.
Amen.
Amen. I declare in the name of Jesus that your steps are ordered of the Lord today. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in divine wisdom of God. Amen. You have perfect understanding and knowledge in every situation and every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. The spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I call you debt-free in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. I declare you walk in divine health. I declare peace is over your heart and peace is over your mind. And I declare you have sound minds according to the word of God. I declare the angels of God surround you and your family and keep you, protect you. And all of your household is surrounded with the angels of God and kept and protected by the care of God. Amen. I declare you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give him a hand clap of praise today.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, before I turn it over to Pastor, we have one more thing we want to do this morning. Natasha, if you'll come up, she has an announcement that something that the Lord has laid upon her heart, and Pastor and I are in agreement that this is what God has, what Amen. His will and desire is for us. So just be ready to receive that this is God's want, God's desire and want for
Amen.
Us. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Let me just tell you my story first. Maybe 13 or 14 years ago, I was invited to this church. My son was probably in the third grade, so now he's about to graduate from college. So, but a friend invited me to this church. So on the 25th of March, we will have Family and Friends Day. So we want you to invite your family and friends to come out and fill these seats.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Very good. Good job.
Hallelujah.
Good job.
Amen. So we're going to have Friends and Family Day on March the 25th, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So we want each and every one of you to invite your friends and invite your family members. Has anybody in here got any friends? Well, I'll have to pray for y'all because that's pretty pitiful. Just one little friend. Amen. I'm not talking about your dog or your cat. I'm talking about people. So friends and family. Has anybody got family in
Amen.
Here?
Amen.
Invite your friends and your family to be in the service on March the 25th, Sunday morning, because this is their special day. We are honoring them that
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Amen.
And then that evening service mm-hmm. on March 25th, we'll be having our fellowship dinner.
That's right.
So you want to invite them to come back.
Amen.
And get to know. See, we can come in and worship together during their services, mm-hmm. but sometimes we don't really get to know each other.
Uh-huh.
So on those Sunday nights that we have dinner, fun, and fellowship, we get to really know each other, and we have a great time.
Amen.
And we enjoy it, and we have great food. And everybody Amen. Loves that. Amen.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We're looking forward to what God is going to do then. Amen.
Amen.
And at this time, I'll turn over to Pastor.
Just one other thing I'm going to mention is just that we want to thank you guys for the Sunday nights. You guys are coming out and supporting the Sunday nights. And yeah. I'll tell you, it's making the church stronger.
Amen.
And we appreciate you doing that. It's good food, good fun, good fellowship, but it's also strengthening this body.
Yes.
And we thank you for it.
Amen.
Okay, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
To God.
Praise God. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it, Holy Spirit. Help me not to get ahead of you and not too far behind you. Help me to flow right with you, Holy Spirit. Use me this day. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding, Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you. We are preaching and teaching your word, and you said signs and wonders follow your word. So we're expecting to see signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Ephesians chapter 4. Glory to God. Ephesians 4, starting verse number 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Now, when you see that word perfecting, it actually means maturing. So that's what I want you to think about when you see that. None of us is perfect. We'll never be perfect. But we're perfect in the blood of Jesus Christ. But we're all maturing in the Lord. And that's what that's saying. For the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by which every joint supply. Everybody say, every joint,
every joint
supplies. Say,
every joint
supplies. Every joint supplies. I'm a joint and I have a supply. I'm a joint in this body and I have a supply. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying or building up of itself in love. Ephesians 4 and 16 in the Amplified, just the verse number 16. From him, talking about the Lord, the whole body, the church, in all its various parts, joined and knitted firmly together by what every joint supplies, when each part is working properly, causes the body to grow and mature, building itself up in unselfish love. Now, I'll tell you, the enemy tries to isolate us from the body of Christ because he weakens us if he can get us away from the body. There's a support system in the body of Christ for every believer. If we connect to each other and have the same care for one another the way the Lord wants us to have, we pray for one another. When we see somebody's going through something, we put something out there for them. We pray for this one. We pray for this one. We're connected to each other, and we're stronger together than we ever are apart. I'm stronger connected to you, and you're stronger connected to me and to this body than we are by ourselves. The more connected we are to the church, to each other, the stronger we are. I'm stronger because of your prayers, and you're stronger because of my prayers. Why did God set every member in the body as it pleased Him? Because of that support group. We need each other. We go through things. Life happens. And sometimes it's hard. But if we're properly connected, there's a spiritual covering over us. Now, I need to take a little side journey for a minute. If you're not properly connected to a body of Christ somewhere, there's people that listen on the radio and all over the world, you know, you need to be in a body of Christ somewhere. You need a home church somewhere. If you don't have a home church, you are called to a home church. There is nobody on the face of this earth that is not called to a home church. They can be a missionary, they can be an evangelist, but they're supposed to have a home church somewhere. They're connected to a body somewhere. Because you need that support group. Now, I'm going to give you an example of every joint having a supply. Bonnie was telling me the other day, and I pick on Bonnie, but I'm gonna say some good things about Bonnie today, so she ought to be happy today. I normally say, you know, she's the sister I never wanted and all kind of bad stuff. But I'm not going to say all that today. We're not going to go there today. But Bonnie was telling me that she was watching a Christian TV program, and there was a minister on there, and she was taking notes. And I'm going to try to get this right as much as I can. She was taking notes about the scriptures and stuff that he was, and the points that he was making. And while she's doing that, somebody called her. And as she's talking to this person on the phone, the scripture that she wrote down, it seemed like it would just be the perfect scripture for this person that just called her with this problem. So she gave it to her. See, Bonnie had a supply. I know Bonnie was saying the other day after prayer, she said, I wish the Lord would use me in word of wisdom, word of knowledge. And I believe she said word of knowledge. And I reminded her of this that she had told me a few weeks ago. And as I was telling her this, it came to me. It bubbled up on the inside of me. That was word of knowledge. And she didn't even realize it because, you know, a lot of times we don't realize how God's using us. God can use you unconsciously and you don't feel goosebumps. Matter of fact, you rarely ever feel goosebumps. That's not the norm. Thank you very much. You don't have to do the twitching for it to be God. Thank you very much. But she was being her supply to that person. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. It's another Bonnie story. After prayer the other day, we were sitting around there and we were talking. And Bonnie was saying, Carol is one of the ladies in the prayer. And she was saying, Carol had given her a list of things to pray for. She'd given us all a list of things to pray for in the country. It's like 60-something things on that list to pray for, you know, as we can. And Bonnie was thanking her for giving her that list. And I said, Bonnie, I could give you 100 more. And I was just, you know, kind of cutting up. But I had some things on my heart. I really did. And we were actually fixing to stand up and leave. We were going. And Bonnie said, I got my pen. I got my paper. I'm ready. I said, are you really ready? I said, because I got a bunch. And she said, go. And I said, okay. And I started giving her stuff. And she started writing it down. I told her this right here in the church. This needs to be prayed over. This needs to be prayed over. This needs to be prayed over. This situation right here is bugging me. This needs to be prayed over. I don't know how many she got on the list. I don't know if she was up to 4 or 5. But I know, you know, Ish came out of the office. He didn't know anything that was going on. And all of a sudden, he had good news for us out of the office. And he mentioned that good news. Well, it was one of the things we had just called out on that list that she just wrote down. Now, you can say what you want to. That was an immediate. Okay, now I'll be honest with you. It lifted me. It lifted something off me. It just lifted. Every joint has a supply. Your supply is not for you. It's for somebody else. The reason it hurts the body or weakens the body when we're not together as we should be is because you got a supply for somebody else. They need to see you. If it's nothing but sitting on that pew, they need to see you sitting on that pew. They draw from you. You draw strength from each other just being here. And not only that, but the word of the Lord for this body is this body's fixing to be used in prophetic words and prophetic utterances greater than ever before. People, I'm telling you, I had no intention of saying that this morning. It's coming. You're going to start. You're going to be talking to somebody. You're going to be laying your hands on somebody. You're going to be praying over somebody. And all of a sudden, a prophecy is going to jump out of you. And it's going to be something that they're going through that you don't know they're going through. And you're telling them the outcome, which is a positive, wonderful outcome because God's put it on you. You're going to give them strength through prophetic words. This body, it's not only going to happen in the adults. It's going to happen in the children. The children's church are going to prophesy. They are going to prophesy. They're going to prophesy to the adults. We're going to prophesy to each other, but the children are going to be prophesying to us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every joint has a supply. It doesn't matter if it's a child. That child's got a supply. If it's an adult, you're young, you're old, you have a supply. And God wants to use you in your supply to somebody else. Ephesians 4, 28. In the King James, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use and edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." I want to read you that same scripture, Ephesians 4, 29, in the Expanded Bible. I love this. "Don't say anything that will hurt others." Let's just pause right there. Don't say anything that will hurt others. How many of you have ever said anything that hurt others? Okay, I believe every hand's up. "Don't let any rotten, unhealthy word come from your mouth. But only say," this is the Expanded Bible, "but only say what is helpful and good to make others stronger. Build others up and meet according to their needs. Then what you say will do good. Give grace, be a gift to those who listen to you." Woo! That's good. How can I speak to you to put something in you and lighten your load? My prayer before I ever stand in front of you anytime in teaching, I want the Lord to empty me out. I mean that. I mean it. I don't want my words to cut you or hurt you or harm you in any way. I want it not to be soulish words. I want it to be Spirit-led words that bring healing and life and health and hope to you in some way, no matter what you're going through. You may be at the bottom, but you come to this church, you should be able to get a message from whoever's ministering that's going to lift you up, that's going to strengthen you, that's going to grab you and just pull you right out of what you're going through. I'll give you another application of this. We were in the restaurant the other day, and I complimented the server. Just told her she did a good job and that the food was great. She said, "Would you tell that to the cook?" I never had that happen before. I said, "Sure." She said, "I'm going to go get him." I said, "Okay." She brought the cook out there. And he said, "You want to see me?" I said, "You did a good job, sir. That food was so good." I said, "Do you like your job?" He said, "Really? I do. I really like my job." I said, "It shows. It shows in the food that you just cooked." He was like, he was just beaming. He kind of tilted his head. Yeah. It did something for him. It put something in him. We should be putting something. The world's taking stuff out of us. Compliment your wife on the food she cooks, on how clean the house is, on anything she does. And if it's none of those things, compliment her on something else. It'll build her up in love. Compliment your husband on the things he does. Build him up. Tell him you're proud of him. He'll probably fall over. Lift him. Build your children up in love. That's when they grow up, they come to see you, they'll want to call you. They'll want to come home. You know, some parents, children call them on the phone, they're adult children. They say, "You should have called me a lot longer before this. I tell you, I can't believe you waited this long to call me. You don't care about me a bit. You don't ever come see me." Yeah, that guilt, and that's going to help you a lot. Because next time, they might have waited 3 weeks to call you. This time, they're waiting 6 weeks next time. They said, Don't criticize them. Don't guilt them. Build them up in love. Sweetie, I'm so glad you called. It's good to hear from you. I love you. I hope you're doing well. What if we went on a fast? I knew I'd get everybody's attention then. It got so quiet in here. There's a holy hush. Did y'all hear? Not a fast of food, of critical speaking, of sarcastic speaking, negative speaking. What if we went on a fast? Try a 7-day fast of no negativity, no sarcasm, no critical words coming out of our mouth to somebody else for 7 days. That's a fast. Actually, there's a scripture in Isaiah that says that. It says, if you'll stop putting forth a finger and speaking vanity, then will your light break forth as the morning. And you know, he's talking about what will happen if we stop doing that. It grieves the spirit when we say things that put people down. Ephesians 4 and 30 says that. I'll give you an example. Years ago, we were on a vacation, me and Pastor Sharon, and I don't remember what state it was or whatever. It was a speed vacation. And Benjamin, I mean, we were in the car for hours and hours and hours, and we got to this one place, and we hadn't ate in hours. And we were looking for some place to eat, and we couldn't find any place open. There was one little Chinese restaurant open. We went to this Chinese restaurant, and we were so happy to get Chinese food. And we ordered our Chinese food, and we started eating, and we all looked at each other. Now, we're not food complainers. Now let me qualify this. Some people complain no matter where they go, no matter how good the food is, no matter how it's not hot enough, it's not cold enough, it's not this, it's not that, it's nasty. We're not those people. I can count on my hand how many bad experiences I've ever had at a restaurant. Food makes me feel good. I'm sorry. You just about can't. You burn the toast. Boy, I like burnt toast. I do. I'll eat it. Throw some butter on it. Good. Hallelujah. I ain't going to complain about it. I'm happy. I'm sorry. I'm just happy. Food makes me even happier. Hallelujah. Woo! What am I going to complain about? I'm going to be happy. Anyway, we're in this Chinese restaurant, and this food was bad. I had to qualify that before you told you how bad it was. It was bad. We were so tired. And we had looked for restaurants so long, this is the only one we could find in this whole place. And so we decided, order something else. So we all ordered something else. They brought a whole nother dinner for all of us. And we tried it again. Ooh, it's nasty. And then we're just kind of like, Then the owner of the restaurant came over, and she's talking about how good the food is in her restaurant. She was telling us it's the best in this whole part of the state. And I was like, dear God, they ain't got no good Chinese food nowhere in this state. Oh my God, because this is trash. If I bring you to Alabama, you're going to get some good Chinese food, or Columbus. My God, this is dirt. This is nothing. She started talking that, you know, I didn't say nothing. I excused myself. For one time, I did not put my foot in my mouth. Many times I would, but I knew I could not speak positively if I stayed there, so I excused myself. So did everybody else, except for Pastor Sharon. We left Pastor Sharon there by herself with this lady, and the lady was kind of angry, and she was like, y'all ordered all this food, and y'all ain't ate hardly nothing on this table. She said, so what's wrong with the food? And Pastor Sharon is trying not to say anything bad. She said, oh, no. We're tired. We're real tired. That's the reason we ordered two whole meals each, because we're real tired. She didn't tell her the food is real bad. If she'd asked any of the rest of us, she would have known. But Pastor Sharon was trying to be so good, and she was so good. She didn't say one negative or critical comment about it. Sometimes you have to remove yourself from the situation so you don't. I know I had to, for sure. But she didn't allow her words to get her over there in trouble with the Lord. Our English word eulogy is made up of two words, eu meaning well, and logos meaning word. Eulogy, it conveys the meaning good word. You know, a lot of times we save our best compliments and flowers for the funeral. Well, you know, we say the best things about somebody. We're on our best behavior when we go to a funeral. You know, they might have been at odds with you for years, and you go to a funeral. Bless them. Bless them. We ain't never blessed them. We ain't never said something good about them in their whole life. But we're at that funeral, we're reverencing the Lord, and we know you're not going to speak something negative that's going to hurt that family in any way. So we're very contained about how we speak. D.L. Moody said, "How very kind and thoughtful we are to a family who's lost some member. And what kind words are said after a person is dead and gone. Wouldn't it be better to say a few of those good things before they go? Wouldn't it be better to give some of your bouquets before a man dies and not go down and load his coffin with them where he cannot enjoy them?" That was D.L. Moody. Translators use the Greek word eulogy to translate the Hebrew word bless. In the Old Testament, the word for bless is barak. It appears 330 times. In the New Testament, eulogio appears 44 times. Every time the word bless or blessing or praise appear, they are a translation of the Greek word eulogy in one of its forms. So eulogy means to bless, to speak well of. A speech or a piece of writing that praises someone or something highly. So let's eulogize somebody today. We think it concerns funerals, and it's not. It doesn't have to be connected to funerals. It just so happens we do that at funerals. But we should be eulogizing people all the time. Juan, I'm going to eulogize you right now. You still got breath in you, but I'm going to eulogize you. I want to tell you, I like the way you do things. I like the way you speak. I like your delivery. I like how you get our attention in a positive way. I like your giftings. I like how you play those drums. I like how you play those bongos. I like how you play bongos with drumsticks. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. I believe he could play that light right there. But I enjoy listening to you. I enjoy when you teach, and I get so much out of it. Joe, you've been going through hell, and most of the body doesn't even know what you're going through. But you drive, you and Darlene, you drive all this distance. I mean miles and miles to put yourself in a seat to hear the Word of God. Because you're not looking at things that are seen. You're looking at things that are not seen. You're not listening to the reports that you've heard. You're listening to His report. His report is who you will believe. His report is all is well. His report is He will make a way. His report is you're strong and not weak. His report is you're the healed and not the sick. You're listening to His report. And I admire you for your tenacity. When others would lay down, or when we would probably lay down, I'm going to push myself, and I'm going to get there, and I'm going to put myself in the presence of that Word. I'm going to connect myself to that body. I'm going to get that Word spoken over me. I admire that. God admires that. Number 6. Y'all going to hang with me another minute or two? Glory to God. Number 6. 22 through 27. This is in the Living Bible. I've read it many times out of the King James, but I'm going to read out of the Living today. It says, "Now the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons that they're to give this special blessing to the people of Israel. May the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face radiate with joy because of you. May He be gracious to you and show you His favor and give you His peace. This is how Aaron and his sons shall call down My blessings upon the people of Israel, and I myself will personally bless them." Now, that's what Pastor Sharon does when she stands up here. She did it at the beginning of the service. She's blessing the congregation. She's doing a biblical blessing for all that will receive it. You know, we need to be under that biblical blessing every time we can to hear it, to have it spoken over us. It breaks things off of us. It breaks the assignments of the enemy off of us. It breaks junk off of our mind and off our bodies. She does it every week. She speaks a biblical blessing over us. When I was a teenager, I went to this church for a while, and this pastor had spoken something to a friend of mine, and he said something about me. It was something very good. What he said to this other person, I never heard him say this. He said this to another person. He said my name. He said he will always come out on top. He said, I don't know, no matter what it is, he will always come out on top. Every situation, he was actually prophesying this to that friend. He said, he will always come out on top, no matter how it looks. And I heard it secondhand. And it was like, whoa. Yeah. And you know, it's always, he's dead and gone. But that blessing is still in me. And I still hear it in the back of my mind when the enemy tells me, you can't make it. You can't go on. You may as well quit. I hear, I will always come out on top. I will always rise to the top. I heard it. I heard it. I heard it. It's on the inside of me. We should be doing that to our children and our grandchildren. James 3 and 5 and James 3, 9 and 10 says, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. And with it we bless. That word bless is eulogize. With it we bless or eulogize our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing, eulogies, and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. I have hurt people before by saying wrong words many times. Words spoken out of anger and frustration. Words that should never have been spoken. You and I can't have a no-holds-barred approach in talking to people because we don't know where they're at. We don't know what they're going through. Well, they should be able to take this. You don't know what somebody can take at any certain time. We need to be careful about our words that we speak out of our mouth and the tone that we use. You and I can be too harsh. Our words can be too sharp and too bitter at times. Our wrong words can cause hurt and anguish and pain to others. Just as their words cause that to us, but our words cause it to others. We can't help what comes to us, but we can help what we cause to come to others through us. So we must be all more careful with our own words so that they're constructive and not destructive. They build something. Speak a good word as we're going out of here today. Speak a good word to somebody today. Hebrews 3 and 13 says, encourage one another daily. One woman's husband started blessing his wife. They've been married many years. And the only way he blessed her was by saying thank you. He'd never said thank you all of his life. And for years, he had taken for granted the things that she did, and he never said thank you. Then he started saying thank you. And the more he said it, the more he noticed that she'd done. And he started saying thank you the whole time. Thank you for this. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, I see that you're doing that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Their whole home was changed because of that one small thing, the blessing. Another way to bless people is to give them a positive, uplifting scripture. Write it out. Give it to them. It'll bless them. You know, we were talking about the other day, our CDs, you know, they're all free. We gave out over 1,000 CDs last year. I believe it was over 1,200. I got it in my wallet. You gave it to me, Chrissy. But, you know, our CDs, the purpose of those free CDs is for us to grow us and train us and equip us. But it's also, you can get an extra CD and give that CD to somebody else, plant a seed in somebody else. We want you to get an extra CD. We want you to plant these CDs. I don't care if you get an extra 20 CDs. If you'll give them out, that's what God wants. That's the ministry that we're called to. And that will bless somebody. When we speak good words, eulogize good words, or spoken to us. They must. That's some of our most basic needs, needs that every human has, put there by our Creator. Speak only words that will build up and edify. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, I'll restore health unto thee, and I'll heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Maybe wounds of words. Sometimes God heals physical wounds. Sometimes He heals spiritual wounds. Sometimes He uses healing balm. Sometimes He uses the healing words of others. Words that bring hope and light. Every joint supplies a word for someone else that builds someone else up in love. I'm gonna stop on this. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. There was this young mother. It's early in the morning. And she's at her, doing her prayer time with the Lord. And she's been up for a little while. And she's really just having a hard time. She was discouraged. And she's really wanting the Lord to give her something that day to encourage her. And as she's finishing up, she sees her 22-month-old baby go by. He kind of went by and hid behind a door. So she goes to him and gets him, and she finished up. And as soon as he saw her, he said, hi, special one. And then the next thing he said, hey, special one. I love you, special one. You are a special one. He said it 6 times. He'd never said those words before in his life, ever. Never. He didn't even know that phrase. And she realized on the 6th time it clicked, that was you, God. You just gave me the encouragement I was asking you for. You said, I'm a special one. And it did something in her when she realized it the 6th time. Ephesians 4 and 16, again, just 16 in the King James. For whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. That was an awesome word. Amen.
Praise God.
Something that we can all take and we can improve on. And we have to remind ourselves sometimes. But I want to give you a challenge that today you will be more mindful to speak positive, uplifting words to other people.
Amen.
And especially in your household. To your husband or your wife, to your children or whoever
Amen.
That might be in your home. You know, we can get especially edgy sometimes because we're so familiar with our family.
Amen.
And sometimes we just take them for granted. But, you know, it's not a good thing to just take Amen. Them for granted. We need to appreciate each other.
Amen.
Even if they're not, doesn't seem like they're appreciating us. Seems like they're really trying to, you know.
Amen.
But we're going to purposely Amen. Be conscious of what our words are to them.
Amen.
And you know, the Bible says that you will reap what you sow.
That's right.
So if you are speaking words of kindness or encouragement, things that will uplift others, and at first it doesn't seem like it's working or anything's happening, you just keep on and you will see, you will reap. With the words that you're sowing, putting out there
Amen.
Into others, you will reap that too.
Amen.
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 Praise God. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we dismiss this morning. Father, we just come to you this morning, Father, thanking you for your word. Thanking you, Father God, that you show us the ways of your word and the ways that of your character, Father God. Help us, Lord, to just take these words that we've heard this day and take them out into our week. And help us, Father, remind us that we are vessels of yours, Father God, that we need to be careful of what we're speaking over others, Father God. And we just thank you that we are mindful, that you do remind us each and every day, and that we, Father God, we speak more according to your character. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Deborah,
God.
Are you closing out the service this morning?